On Sunday, HBO is premiering a new show the network's been vigorously promoting. Part murder mystery, part upper-class intrigue drama. It's called Big Little Lies. And let's listen to a clip here. It's a conversation between a few of the moms in the neighborhood in the show. They're welcoming a newcomer played by Shailene Woodley. And she's explaining that she does not have a husband or boyfriend.
He's not in the picture. He was actually never in the picture. We weren't together.
Really?
Where'd you move here from?
To Santa Cruz. I was up there with my parents.
Mm. Oh, you know, she does part-time bookkeeping as well.
Isn't that great? You know, I work at the theater, and whenever we go into production, we hire freelance accountants. So I'll ask them if they have anything for you.
You're so nice. Thank you.
This is Monterey. We pound people with knives.
To death.
Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi there, Eric.
Hey.
Okay, so Big Little Lies, what's the premise of this show?
So it's a little tough to explain, but basically we get an up-close look at the lives of about five women who are parents to elementary school-age children, and they're all part of this community in Monterey, California. It's upper middle class. There's a couple of rivalries going on there. And the backdrop to all of this is that it starts that with a murder. Someone has been killed. And we sort of follow the detectives as they come to the crime scene. And then over the course of the series, we get little tidbits of scenes where the police officers are interviewing different parents who are part of this community. And then we also see scenes play out where the various characters get to know each other. And we see how the rivalries start to build and the frictions start to build. And so this story is kind of about all the different frictions that can happen between mothers of elementary school age kids. And at the backdrop, we have this sort of outrageous situation of a murder.
So Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, Laura Dern, and many others. It's a pretty high-powered cast.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this is that Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon are executive producers on the show and apparently were heavily involved in trying to get it made. Now, it was written by David E. Kelley, who people will remember as the creator of Ally McBeal and The Practice and Boston Legal and a bunch of great shows. And it was also directed entirely by a male. So it wasn't completely sort of female-led, but you do have some very powerful female actresses who are, you know, not only the creative force behind the scenes as well as starring in it. And it's another example of TV offering a great role or a bunch of great roles for actresses who are reaching an age where Hollywood is resisting casting them in great movies. So Laura Dern and Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon, we've seen them as film actresses. Now they're getting, you know, a shot at roles on television that, frankly, I don't think the movie world would allow them to play. And it's turning out great. I mean, you know, you're getting great projects and they're getting great parts.
Yeah. Well, we've got another clip of the show here, so let's listen to it. You're going to hear Reese Witherspoon's character, Madeline McKenzie. And this is the moment where she first meets Shailene Woodley's character, Jane Chapman.
I'm a stay-at-home mom myself, so I'm happy to welcome another full-time mom to the ranks. You know, sometimes I think it's like us against them, the career mommies. Them and all their various board meetings that are so important. Google this, Yahoo that. Please, I think they spend more time on those board meetings than they do actually parenting, if you know what I mean.
So I got to ask you about this, Eric, because, I mean, granted, it's a TV show. Maybe I hope for too much out of television. And you said there's a mystery, you know, wrapped up there in the background. But as a mom myself, I'm kind of tired of the mommy wars here. So at least tell me there's a nuanced exploration of the frictions.
Well, it depends on what you mean by nuanced. I don't think this show is amazing. I'll be honest. I was a bit disappointed by it, but I like what it's trying to do. And I do think it's kind of odd though that you have these women who are, you know, executive producers as well as starring in it, but ultimately the words were written by a male and the shows were directed by a male. And part of me wonders if it wouldn't have felt a little more revolutionary and a little more groundbreaking if we'd had, you know, women involved in those roles as well.
Yeah. So, Eric, one last thought here. It seems as if Big Little Lies is just one of several projects that really have women or female characters at the heart of them. And I'm going to say that's a pretty good thing.
Yeah, it is. Last year we saw a bunch of great shows that featured black characters, Insecure on HBO, Atlanta on FX. Now, this year, I think we're seeing a lot of great shows that star women, and not only star female characters, but women are creative forces behind the scenes as well. So we have The Good Fight, which is a spinoff of The Good Wife, starring Christine Baranski's character Diane Lockhart. We have a show called Feud from Ryan Murphy, featuring Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange as Joan Crawford and Betty Davis, depicting their classic old Hollywood feud. And Ryan has committed to having at least half of the episodes on every show that he does directed by women now. So this is going to be an interesting time. I think we're going to see some nuanced depictions of women's lives. And hopefully this is the first step of an increasing progression where more women are featured not only in front of the camera but behind the camera, and they get a chance to tell the kind of nuanced stories that, you know, are specific to their experience, in the same way that we've seen some really talented black executive producers and stars get to do last year.
Well, that's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.